Andrew Robb is the Trade Minister, and he joined me a short time ago from Vancouver. Andrew Robb, the Prime Minister says the leadership speculation is over now, is it?
Well, you know, you're never sure about how some of these elusive band of unnamed colleagues will respond for a while, but I do think that the clear intent of the, you know, the solid dismissal of the spill motion just 3 weeks ago showed that overwhelmingly the colleagues wanted to see the Prime Minister be given some clear air and the opportunity to get things back on track. And I do feel that the significant turnaround in the polls is also conclusive proof that the voters want that as well.
Clearly there are some who are continuing to talk about this. You're out of the country now for the rest of the week. I assume you wouldn't be out of the country if you thought a spill was likely.
Well, I haven't felt a spill was likely. You know, I don't see that a lot has happened or that there's been a lot of movement. I don't see that there's any significant change in what the colleagues viewed 3 weeks ago, if any change at all. In fact, you know, there's been a lot of speculation, and there is a smaller group who have been advocating change, but I think they've been putting out continued spurious leaks and other things to try and keep some momentum. But I think it's dying because the voters have spoken. I mean, we're seeing a very strong movement back. And, you know, these sort of things also make people think of the alternative. And Bill Shorten, I think, has been exposed as having no answers and being a very weak leader. And we're seeing that reflected in the polls at the same time.
I mean, the pollsters seem to suggest, or the pollsters are saying, that the voters may have even factored in a leadership change already.
Well, they said that a week ago, but, you know, I think that's that was clutching at straws by lots of people. The fact of the matter is that I do feel that people have felt, when they've thought about it, that this is a government where we've got ministers capable of getting things done. We've got a Prime Minister who lets ministers get on with their job. You know, we've got a PM who's showing already a capacity to change tack, who's certainly shown a preparedness to consult more widely. And these are the sorts of things that were being expressed as concerns, and, you know, he's responding. Now, there was a very clear intent to give some clear air for the Prime Minister. Not 2 weeks, but several months.
How long? How long should he be given?
Well, I think he will demonstrate through the budget and beyond that we are capable of dealing with the problems that this country has got.
So what's your message then to those people who do seem to be continuing to destabilise his leadership?
Yeah, well, look, I think these people have got a clear... These elusive, unnamed colleagues have got a clear responsibility to the rest of the team and to the country to pull their heads in and to give the Prime Minister and his colleagues the opportunity to get on with the job. The fact is, you know, last year we did make a couple of political mistakes which are still dogging us and are starting to be properly dealt with. We've got to be given the opportunity, and certainly the PM does, to get things back on track.
OK, you're in Canada and the US this week, presumably discussing the Trans-Pacific Partnership, among other things. When is that going to be signed? What's the deadline now, do you think?
Well, there's no deadline, but there is every prospect, I think, within the next 2 months that an agreement will be reached. Of course, it's then got to go through political processes in 12 different countries, but including the US, which won't be easy. But it is, you know, a 21st century remarkable agreement. So hopefully we can get there in the next 2 months. If we don't, I think it'll wait until after the US election.
There's obviously still a lot of concern about it from many quarters, including from some in Australia, the judiciary here, and certainly the Australian Medical Association, concerned about the power this would give big US drug companies. The flow-on cost to Australia's pharmaceutical benefits scheme could be significant, couldn't it?
No, look, there's so much nonsense being peddled by anti-trade groups, basically, that they are just frightening, trying to frighten people about the prospects of freer trade, more seamless trade between 12 countries. There's so much misinformation floating around. The industry itself in Australia is not expressing concerns, and they've been consulted every step of the way. All of the industries in Australia have been consulted every step of the way about the state of negotiations in their sector. And, you know, we're not hearing from them. A lot of it is driven by anti-trade groups within the ACTU. We know that because we see where the email addresses come from. And I think it's grossly overstated the concern of the community. This will be of enormous benefit to Australia in terms of jobs and growth for decades to come.
Trade Minister Andrew Robb there.